Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the third installment of the introductory section of Shmona Esrei. So the person has taken three steps forward, and now before one actually begins the first bracha, there's a very famous pasuk, a very famous verse which one recites. Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, God, please open my lips, Ufi Yagid Tilasecha, and my mouth will speak of your praises. Now, some people are thrown off. It's a little bit confusing. Depending on which page you're on in the Siddur, there sometimes is an earlier Pasuk. We know that for both Mincha and Musaf, before we say the Pasuk of Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, we also say the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out God's name, Havu Godel Lelokeinu, bring greatness, honor to our Lord. So for Shachris and Mariv, we just say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach. For Mincha and Musaf, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, but before we say that pasuk, we also say the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra. What's going on? So the answer is extremely practical. There's an idea, the strongest manifestation of the idea is during the Shacharis davening, of being Someich Ke'ula L'Tfila, of directly juxtaposing the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael with the beginning of Shmona Esrei. In Mariv, we have another bracha or two after saying Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. So it's not as strong a concept in Mariv. But in Shacharis, we go straight from the words Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael into Shmona Esrei. Now, the rabbis considered Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, even though it's not a bracha, they considered Hashem Sfosai Tiftach core to Shmona Esrei. And they did not consider that an interruption between Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael and the Baruch which begins Shmona Esrei. They did not consider the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra core to Shmona Esrei. They thought that was a nice Pasuk to lead into Shmona Esrei, but not fundamentally part of Shmona Esrei. Therefore, any prayer for which there's a concept of directly juxtaposing the Baruch of Goal Yisrael or Brachos which follow it with the beginning of Shmona Esrei, we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra. We go straight to Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. That's Shacharis and Mariv. There's no Goal Yisrael Bracha before the Shmona Esrei of Mincha or Musaf. And therefore, there's no problem with having an additional nice Pasuk, which is Kishem Hashem Ekra. And then once we've said that nice Pasuk, we go to the core Pasuk for Shmona Esrei, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Common practice is when a chazan is leading the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, even if it's for Mincha or Musaf, he doesn't say the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, he goes straight to Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. I would just like to share a very interesting approach from Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz as to why Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is so significant to Shmona Esrei. What is the role of the lips from a religious perspective? So there are different sources that speak of the fact that the lips are the guardians of our mouths. There are so many improper things that we could say, whether it be discussing improper topics, speaking ill of each other, speaking offensively to each other, using foul language. And many times we have ideas to say these types of things. What protects us from messing up? Our lips. The lips guard our mouths from saying improper things. How successful are we at guarding our mouths from improper speech? For the vast majority of us, we're not that impressive. One could argue that it takes a lot of chutzpah to turn to God after misusing our mouths in so many ways over the course of a day. Okay, God, now I'm interested in praying to you. Now I'm interested in talking to you. I'm going to use my mouth again. So therefore, we recite the pasuk, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach. God, please open my lips. Please allow me almost the audacity of opening my lips when I didn't use them in guarding my mouth the way I should have. I still implore you to allow me to open my lips to pray to you. It's reminiscent of a famous mashal from the Chafetz Chaim, which we'll discuss next segment. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.